Well, should we start the recording and
then go have a nap?
Take a nap.
I feel like a nap, man. Welcome to the Mac DevOps YVR podcast. This podcast is about the Mac DevOps YVR conference in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. We interview guests and discuss topics around managing Macs using open source software projects inspired by DevOps. Our goal is to encourage developers and IT to work together to solve problems for our community. For more information, see our website, mdoyvr.com. This is the Mac DevOps podcast. Hello, and welcome to the Mac DevOps podcast. Today is our specially requested postmortem episode, where once a year after the conference, we look back and see what we did right, and maybe what could be done better for the next time. Stay tuned for this awesome self-reflection of honesty. Yes, some honesty and some marketing fluff. Here we go. Welcome to my co-host and not a bot, JD. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Matt. How are you doing?
I've had 3 coffees, 4 teas, and some other caffeine that I found in the kitchen. I think it's all legit.
You slept at all since the conference ended?
I may have had a couple of quick naps, but trying not to sleep. There's just too much to do with catching up from work and putting these videos up once I am satisfied with the edits and that all that stuff. Also, welcome on the podcast to keep us honest and true to our mission is Nick. Nick, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm doing well. It's fun getting back to seeing everyone at the conference, and now back home resting and doing good. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. Well, thanks, JD and Nick, for joining me on this adventure of courage and truth. Today, we talk about how awesome the conference was, and it was awesome. How awesome was it, though, JD?
I think it was pretty awesome. You know, we will ignore the fact that we spent half a day troubleshooting HDMI issues, because despite planning for all the other possibilities of things that could go wrong, a single cable can possibly break an entire conference. But I think we had a great lineup of speakers, and the folks in attendance were fantastic. The folks online tuning into the live stream were fantastic. I think there was a lot of good vibes in the hallway track, which is the most important track of the single track conference. So yeah, I think it was good.
And Nick, how awesome was it?
Well, it was a great time. I know I had plenty of good interaction with everyone, especially in the hallway track, seeing old friends and meeting new ones. Nice to see North Pole Security get in on the CTF action of the company. That was nice to see as well. To kind of iterate on JD, the HDMI as a service issue. Was fun to deal with on Wednesday. So, hey, we got it up and working with the computer that I set up for HDMI.
Yeah,
I think we should dig a little deeper into the magic that you brewed up there getting the video into the Epiphan for us.
Yeah, so the HDMI that was coming out from the multiplexer box on the podium was being sent to the Epiphan through a long HDMI cable, but the Epiphan wasn't picking it up and just doing a green screen. It wasn't locking correctly. So I had a HDMI in to USB-C adapter that I plugged into a laptop and was able to then open up VLC and open that capture card and then pipe it and then just preview locally to a exterior. I extended the screen, the Epiphan screen from there, and was able to kind of use that MacBook Air as a cleaner, as an HDMI cleaner, and send it to the Epiphan, which the Epiphan actually saw and picked up. So that's how we actually did workshops. Streamed workshops on Wednesday.
So what you're saying, Nick, is that we accidentally use an awesome, well-known open source tool, VLC, to save the day on our workshop day, which is kind of our scratch testing, you know, day. But that was quite inventive for a stressful moment.
Yeah, opens, you know, the only way to maybe go open more open source would have been using FFmpeg directly via CLI.
Yeah, and then piping that into something else and then sending that to YouTube. Yeah, I think we did a pretty good job. I mean, our first day is always, we gave ourselves as much time as possible to troubleshoot what is the reality on the ground with AV services in the venue. It's always, we always know that we need more time than we have to make sure everything's good, but we did get a brand new camera, which we can talk about, the OBS bot, to use as an NDI source, a network video source. And we've been using the Epiphan for a few years now to capture all the streams, the laptop stream and the video stream and everything separately, and then stream to YouTube.
Yeah, so last year we tested with NDI for the workshops. James brought an NDI camera and we tested with that. And then I noticed that OBS has an NDI camera, and Matt went big and got the latest model, which has all the outputs. And it's a pretty slick little camera. It has AI built in. So in testing, Matt was trying to dodge the lightning fast tracking feature, and he could not. The camera was faster than Matt, which is hard to believe.
We realized that we didn't really need the camera to track, but it was fun to play with. We just locked the camera onto the podium, which meant that no seasickness was going to be invoked during the recording of this conference.
Although I did try to nudge it every once in a while when people stood off from the podium and away from the podium.
Yeah.
Keep them in frame.
But it was a delightful remote as well as a web view. So you got to use the web view to control the camera sitting in your comfortable seat, JD, I noticed.
Yes. Yeah, it's pretty slick to be able to kind of control the entire operation of the show from basically a laptop.
Because the Epiphan has a web view, and then the camera had a web view, so we could control or change scenes or do different things. All from the comfy, cozy corner wherever we're sitting.
Technology, we're living in the future, Matt.
Yeah. That's not to say there wasn't a couple of little hiccups. I know we when we got onto the site, we realized we didn't have the right adapter for the tripod, but luckily there's lots of gear companies in town, and we managed to find just the adapter we needed in time for the show.
Shout out to Dave Herder for running down the street to go grab that for us. We appreciate that, Dave.
And shout out to Charvel for helping Nick re-image this laptop that you'd put the new beta on it. But then we realized we needed a working OS to do our crazy hack workaround for that temporary glitch we had on Wednesday.
Are you saying Apple doesn't release working OSs for betas?
Beta? No, maybe not. No.
Login window was crashing, and so it would start up to a black screen. Like, the mouse would work, but then it would just crash and couldn't log in, so I had to go back down to the previous OS. Yeah. Thanks, Cheryl.
If we could do AV production for the conference running the beta OS, that would have been quite the coup, but I'm here to say no, don't do that.
Bad idea.
Oh, yes. Charvel helped us. There was a couple of people helping, and then Ross as well was in. We were testing audio, and we got Ross to do a stand-up comedy routine with JD on stage, and we were testing. So it takes a whole community to help us when we're setting up and getting things right. And even then, we still had a couple little glitches that Matt is trying to fix now with the videos, because even if my standards can be a little lower, I have a network of friends and colleagues that tell me that I need to up the standards for the video to make them even better. So we want to release some quality videos that stand the test of time, or at least a few months/years. But no, it was definitely fun. I think, you know, having the, we'll call it GitOps day and then security day, I think having 2 days of whatever you might want to call traditional Mac admin stuff, plus our Mac DevOps take, you know, our GitOps, doing Mac admin enterprise stuff in the cloud. And then, you know, me getting a message like late, you know, at the end of the day one, and someone saying, hey, I want to give a security talk based on everything I heard on the first day of talks. I'm like, perfect. So I just think it was awesome that, you know, people will riff on what they're seeing, what's happening, and present a quick talk, or just, you know, get inspired by other talks. And we have the space and time to give to people to stand up and give some quick talks. So I really appreciate that. It's always a fun little surprise, and I love it.
Even remote viewers, Henry delivering from Germany a quick talk that references the talks from the day before was like very on point and fantastic.
Yeah. And fair props to also to Zach from Fleet, because we gave him the task of delivering the keynote. And this was no boring keynote. It was an amazing overview of all the past years of Mac DevOps and all the various talks. And it was well organized by what kind of talks were given and the contributions to the community. And I thought he really, I mean, I didn't want, it's not that I was flattered, but I just thought it was so cool that he could just like reflect on the last few years, including, you know, how in, I think it was 2018, he said that was his, the when he gave a talk, that was his first time giving a talk on stage and, you know, first time at Mac DevOps. And, you know, he traced back his story arc, you know, being an OS query, pioneer, and then starting, you know, working at different companies with OS query, and then getting to where he is at Fleet, but also just where the trajectory of the conference and how we've evolved over time. And I thought it was really great to give props to other people and all their great talks in the past. And I just thought that was just, yeah, I was crying a little bit in the corner, I admit.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really fantastic to hear those stories of folks who attended the conference 1 year and then come back, you know, a year or 2 years later and then present, kind of, you know, get wet a little bit and find the joy of sharing information with their friends and colleagues. Is definitely invigorating and fun to see. Fun to see the growth.
Yeah, there was a lot of new speakers, people that had previously attended and gave talks, and that was just awesome. I think the talks were complimentary and, you know, sometimes overlapped, sometimes, you know, just weighed people's different versions of how to do things and different recipes and different scenarios. And
GitOps was definitely a big running theme. And Rod went very deep onto the technical level of how he was getting the ops to work. Which is really cool. That was a great presentation as well.
Yeah, he got really excited by setting up everything in AWS and Amazon, and then he got really excited trying to figure out how to move everything then to Azure. And, you know, most excited person to use Azure, he wins an award. I mean, that it was really good to explain, even in some of the weeds, just like how it was set up and how it works and how he was able to get things done. And yeah, it was really I really appreciated that. Sometimes, you know, the ideas are cool, but sometimes you also want to know, how did you do that? Like, and of course, there was a lot of capture the flag shenanigans, right, Nick?
Yes, that was we had more people participate at the beginning of it than last year, which was nice. Part of the response in our survey was, did you participate? And while there was some yeses and mostly no's, but I got this year was no, but I was interested. I noticed was about, you know, a quarter of the people. I'm very surprised by that and look forward to trying to get more people to participate next year. Now, with this past year with CTF, it was nice being able to work within the crowd and get people to do it all in one room before the social. But I know that did seem to cut people out early. So we'll have to work on that for next year. But being able to see a group of guys from North Pole Security all work together and then creating some other teams that were more varied and going to four people this year, I think was really good. It was interesting to see how people broke down the map of Hoth. And since the map of Hoth was more like an ASCII kind of old school, like a RPG type CTF where you had to find certain items within the map. And one was like finding Luke. That was the very first challenge. Seeing how people kind of got there and got lost, which was kind of exciting, and knowing, like, I had a photo where Luke was. Granted, you didn't, nothing was suspicious about that photo, but I found a lot of people taking that photo and trying to look at exif data, you know, introspecting the colors and stuff like that, was really interesting. But the command that you needed to hide the message, I took a cue from last year's challenge description and actually put it within the challenge, and took people some time to realize that. So, which was fun. And then again, we paused for about 30 minutes for the social cut to eat. One team was very much still interested in playing, so they, even though they went and ate, they still tried to work on it during the social a little bit. And that was fun, trying to work with the teams on that. The Morse code, people enjoyed this year, so trying to figure out more challenges for next year. But yeah, everyone finished this year, so that's also a positive. We got 100% completion compared to last year, which no one completed. So it was a little bit shorter, a little bit easier, but it worked.
I'm so glad to hear that you took it easy on people, because it still sounds like it was epic. Oh my goodness, Nick. You are awesome.
Morse code. So I had some red herrings like I normally do. One was like a plain Morse code. One red herring was that I used a Caesar cipher codex thing to just say welcome to MDOYVR. And then for the final one, there was some data tried to change. So it was using binary. I wanted to use hex, but unfortunately the code that I was trying to do, the Morse code translator did not like numbers. It only knew letters, so I had to swap it up. But it was good.
Well,
crazy insight into Nick's brain.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, if you thought that this was a fluffy conference, well, we set some challenges, and this year we tried to help more people and try to make it a little bit more accessible. And I think next year, or when we do it next, we'll try and make it even more accessible or help more people, or trying to find the right time and place to run these kind of capture the flags, or, you know, trying to figure out the whole flow for the conference. We're always thinking about how to do things better or different. And we tried to do it a little bit different in terms of time and do it earlier in the day instead of nighttime when people were really tired or hungry. So yeah, this conference is a puzzle, trying to figure out how to make things the best for everybody, you know, social time, talk, hallway track time, speaking time. So
yeah,
shorter days, maybe. Our first day of talks was always super long, and then social. So maybe we need to do that a little bit shorter.
If you did attend, we do have a survey out there that we encourage you to submit to us. If you're listening to this way into the future, and this is way in the past, hello from the past. That survey is probably closed now.
Yeah. Speaking of that survey, you know, one thing that we're trying to figure out is next year, but get those responses in early.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise. We may not be able to do Mac DevOps in Vancouver next year because of FIFA having some kind of championship football or soccer games happening all throughout North America, including Vancouver. So yeah, there's a good chance that Mac DevOps might be MDOYUL next year. See you there, working on planning. Planning starts when Mac DevOps is over, we start planning the next one. So
absolutely, yeah.
YUL, why not?
One other thing we didn't touch on was the pre-conference social, which had a great turnout.
Yeah, yeah.
Big thanks to Mac Stadium for sponsoring that and helping us put that on. The food was eaten. The drinks were drank. Yeah, a good time, I think, was had by all.
Yeah, huge shout out to MacStadium for helping us get that going. We really depend on our sponsors, and MacStadium have just been awesome. Super, super great people to work with. Thank you so much, MacStadium. And to also thank you to Small Step and WorkBrew, who did some demos / workshops and did more deep dive into what they're doing during our workshop demo day. So thank you so much to both of those as well. Thank you to Simple MDM for sponsoring us. We just have a great, great group of sponsors, and I really appreciate them. I really do.
And our platinum sponsor, Fleet, really came to the table to this year and really helped us out. And having the funds to put on this conference, which is not cheap, for sure.
Yeah, not. Yeah, I want to make the conference free, but apparently there's costs we have to pay. I got to go bring over a fat check to SFU, Simon Fraser University. Thank you so much for hosting us. Your check's in the mail. Hopefully there's no postal strike.
But if you are interested in sponsoring the next iteration of Mac DevOps, please feel free to reach out. It's never too early to start those discussions with us. I can tell you right now, all levels are available. So lock that in now.
Yeah.
Email hello@mdoyvr.com.
Thank you, Nick. Yes. Yeah, I thought some of the feedback on LinkedIn and some in Slack was very positive. And a big shout out to Brian Elliott, our photographer this year. I've known Brian for many million years, and he's just a great dude to work with. And I didn't know he was a photographer too. So yeah, he took great photos, and he posted them some on LinkedIn and other places, I think, more just mostly LinkedIn. I'm nice. Still recovering from the conference, but it was just nice. It was like, hey, yeah, we're doing a thing, and there's nice people there, and we're having fun. And, you know, it's nice to tell the world about it just because it's a fun event. And just I thought there was so many smiling faces, obviously, so many people happy to see each other. And I invited a lot of students this year. I tried to like find some people that were there was some master's computer science data scientists. There was some junior computer science students that were just like, wow, this has really helped, you know, shaped what I'm going to study in my career. And this really helped me, you know, see what's, you know, for lack of better words, the problems that, you know, IT, DevOps, GitOps is trying to solve. And I think there was a lot of students that really thought that was a really, really great show and great talks. And so I just loved trying to expand the community, trying to invite new people. And I think they were very appreciative. So I think that worked out great.
Yeah, absolutely. With that, I think we can wrap this up with a big thank you to everybody who participated, who helped out, who volunteered, who attended, who watched, who gave feedback, and especially to Nick and Matt here.
Well, thank you, JD.
Yeah, thank you to everyone who makes this conference happen. Big shout out to Jessica, who did all the graphics and the banners and the shirt designs. And we wouldn't look... the conference wouldn't look as good as it does thanks to Jessica. You know, without her, she's awesome. So thanks to the team for keeping me going all year, and you know, big thanks to Nick and JD for taking time and for making this happen, and thanks to the speakers and sponsors, and most of all thanks to the attendees for showing up. You're all so beautiful and awesome, and I love you guys and girls, everybody, so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks to all those that, for me, for, but to those participating in the CTF and the attendees, really get to enjoy talking with everyone. Want to thank people that really came out and make Mac DevOps the community, and those answering questions, and even the remote attendees, want to thank you for showing up and attending remotely, even though you couldn't make it in person. And thanks to Matt and JD for encouraging me to do more CTF and all the help that we get. So thank you to everyone.
Thank you. Thank you to our Mac DevOps 2025 conference sponsors. Our platinum sponsor is Fleet. You can reach them at fleetdm.com. Our gold sponsor is Small Step. You can reach them at smallstep.com. Our bronze sponsor is SimpleMDM. You can reach them at simplemdm.com. Our welcome reception sponsor is Mac Stadium. You can reach them at macstadium.com. Our conference day one coffee sponsor is WorkBrew. You can reach them at workbrew.com. Our host sponsor is SFU, Simon Fraser University. Thank you to all our sponsors. Thank you to everyone.
Thank you for joining us today for the Mac DevOps podcast. Thank you to our guests. And thank you to our co-hosts. Today's episode was edited by JD Strong. Please like and share this podcast on your favorite podcast service.
And thanks to my mom.
Excellent.
My mom is awesome.
Yeah. Your mom is awesome. Your mom's adorable, Matt.
I may have unleashed her at the conference. She was just chatting up everybody. She was having so much fun. She just had such a blast. I think it made her whole year being there at the conference, helping out, talking to everybody. She is a people person. I get that from her, I think. So she had a blast.